And here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. Back and better than ever.
Yes.
Let's get right to it, Julio.
Sure. This has been a really hot summer for Theatricum Botanicum. They're doing all socially relevant works. And one of the more socially relevant stage works would be Animal Farm.
So let's get right to Ellen Gear. What do you say?
Sure.
Are you there, Ellen?
I'm here. Hello. How are you both?
Hi, Ellen.
How's the weather in Topanga?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. We're lucky to be alive.
Anywhere. So you've got this great season coming up. We're going to get into Animal Farm, but tell us about the rest of your season.
Oh, well, it's a season that I think everybody needs and wants, you know, to be able to talk about all these things that are going on in our world today that's making us very confused, not only at home, but in any place we go outside home, in our political life, in every part of our life. And so, you know, besides Animal Farm, which is such a wonderful piece, and it's told through the eyes of kids, it's an adaptation from Peter Hall's adaptation, and it has music. And it's a beautiful retelling of that story. You know, it is the Russian Revolution, and it's a parable of it. But it goes along with today, just of people looking for equality and what happens when people get into power and how it shifts, and suddenly equality is gone again and they have to strive again. And I think we're all going through that today. And then another one that is going to be opening, not this Saturday, but a week from, is Trouble in Mind, that I'm very excited. An African-American playwright, Alice Childress, wrote an incredible play about what it was like being a black actress in the 50s. And as we're mounting it, it's just like today. There really is no difference. And it's a very funny, sharp play, and it discusses, gets into racism right in under your, right in under your shirt sleeve. Suddenly you're there in that backstage and you're working on a play and you see it slip in and out of your mind and you realize you've said things like this, and it's a powerful piece. What a writer. And so I'd love to make sure you offer tickets for that.
Yeah, and they have their choice. I just wanted to jump in when they pledge, and you can dial while you listen, by the way, 818-985-5735. They can see their choice of anything in the Botanicum season, Animal Farm, Trouble in Mind. Also, you've got the
Merchant of Venice. Here, which is, has to do with the immigrants. Sherlock was an immigrant who went to Venice in the 1500s and was shoved into a ghetto. It's a powerful piece. It's working very well. I know when we did it 10 years ago, everybody thought it was an anti-Semitic piece. I don't think it is. I think
it stars Alan Blumenfeld, right?
Alan Blumenfeld, who is wonderful in this, and he's playing it for the second time. And when you play a part for a second time, it becomes so rich. And I think the play has become richer. And he gives talks after every show, which are just superb. So I hope people can come out to that. And then the one that is so extraordinary is a new playwright. Well, he's not new, but John Robin Bates. It's called Other Desert Cities. And it shows the political disturbances that we're all having now in a home. And what happens when you have a Republican family and you've got liberal children.
Imagine that.
And they love each other, and how they climb over this thing that society has jammed in on them. I find it totally fascinating. So we're doing that one also, and then of course we have our Midsummer Night's Dream, which is the best way to bring kids into the humanity of Shakespeare. Yeah.
And I wanted to also let our listeners know, if they've never been out to the Theatricum, it's such a beautiful environment out there. You know, you can take a little picnic, get there early, wander around the grounds. You've got that Will's Will Gear and Will Shakespeare's garden there.
Yeah.
And it's just a such a great environment to spend an afternoon and an evening.
Yeah, it is. Whether you come in the afternoon or if you come in the evening, you know, in the evening you hear the crickets and maybe a coyote howl. And it's fun. And then in the afternoon, you know, it's you get the gentle breezes coming through the mountains. And
you directed Animal Farm, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's a wonderful piece. This Peter Hall adaptation, you just can't beat it. You know, I read the story and thought about it and because it's so fit today. And you can't beat his adaptation. You know, these two kids sit down and they tell you the story about it. And then the music is such fun. You know, great music that Peasley has written, Arthur Peasley. And I hope you come, Julio.
Who did your costumes?
Vicky Conrad, who's a very, very talented woman, and it's working very well. You know, it's well, you'll see. You have to come see. I don't want to give it away. I want
yes.
people to come.
And again, we encourage our listeners to call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Joining us via phone is the wonderful Ellen Gear. We love the Theatricum. They always do just wonderful productions,
yeah,
classic, contemporary, relevant, always.
Yeah, it is. It's what we call it. It's a season of rising up.
Yeah.
And you have the whole Gear family in...
That's in Desert City.
Yes.
My greatest joy is to work with my family, I must confess. And my sister plays my sister, the wonderful Melora Marshall. And my daughter, Willow, is doing the young girl, the liberal girl, and I'm the Republican mother. So we're having a wonderful time exploring that aspect of ourselves. And we also have a, you know, Under the Oak series, which will be coming in September, and some wonderful, actually it's my nephew, he's gotten together with many of the professional musicians that live up here, and he's creating a composers collective evening and a Red Channels evening, a chamber music featuring works written by blacklisted composers. And then, of course, the indomitable Peter Alsop will be doing something.
Ah, yes.
And then we're doing Those Who Rise, which is Dr. King to Michelle Obama. So that's fun. Those are one-shot evenings that we enjoy giving. Then we have a Botanicum Seedlings, free play readings. That if anybody who's a playwright out there and is interested, it's really and it's for free, which is always nice. If they can come hear new plays, and then we have our comedy improv. We're very busy out here, Julio. We're exhausted and very busy.
You know, I have to tell you, Ellen, the last time you were here on Julio's show was to talk about the Pete Seeger tribute.
Yeah.
And as you know, I produce Julio's show, so I was sitting there in master control, and you were talking about all the people that were going to be there, all these wonderful people paying tribute to Pete Seeger. And out of the corner of my ear, I heard Claudia Lanier. And I thought, oh, my God, Claudia Lanier, rock goddess. I planned on going anyway. But I have to tell you, I made a beeline for Claudia and said, can you please come on the show? And would, you know, like to do a tribute to Leon Russell. So she came down.
And oh, lovely.
We put together a three-part tribute. And I have to tell you, you never know who you're going to meet and run into out at the Theatricum. It's a magical place doing magical things.
I know. I know. You understand us.
I do. Well, it sounds like a great season. I'm definitely going to get out there. I've been a little lax thus far because it's been hot and things have been so busy, but
And life is very confusing.
Yes.
You know, it's sort of like an Animal Farm. They have the whole thing of the Ten Commandments that they keep rewriting.
Right.
Now we're talking about rewriting the Constitution. I am a very confused person.
Yeah, and every day it gets curiouser and curiouser.
Curiouser and curiouser.
And I was thinking of you last night because I saw this terrific documentary called Icarus, and it starts off as a film about the doping scandal, and then next thing you know, it's about the Russian doping scandal, and then next thing you know, it's about Putin and international intrigue and how huge this all is. And the strain throughout is George Orwell, 1984. And so, you know, unfortunately, Orwell couldn't be more timely.
He is so timely. Yeah, yeah. So do, please, please, yes, give tickets away. Because our thing is we really want people to see it. Because then you start talking, you know, and we meet with people after every show and anybody who wants to talk. Because I think we all need to talk to get, stay on the scene and not be, get, you know, so we don't get into hiding. Because that's what can happen in times like these. You have to stand up and be counted.
Well, and you come by your activism honestly because Grandpa Walton, your daddy, made that such a haven
he did.
For blacklisted artists and rabble-rousers.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing this for us. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, and we'll see you real soon.
Yes. Bye-bye, Julio.
Bye-bye, Ellen. You take Bye-bye. Care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And again, that's Ellen Geer, who's the life force behind Theatricum Botanicum.
And don't forget to call 8-